Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member of Avram Goldar, and Therim Sechus Baba Kama, Daf Ein Dal, the seventh Perek Maruba. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav sought to prove that Chachasha Techilas Hazamahi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, from a case where witnesses testify that someone destroyed his slave's tooth, and then his eye, owing an eye payment, and a second pair reversed the order, reducing the payment to a tooth's value, and the second pair was found Zomamim and must pay for his eye. Ravacha Breda Rav Ika asked Ravashi that this case proves nothing because although the second pair of Edim was contradicted, Sahadusa Kavasaya Kakaima, the testimony followed by Basin would have remained like the second pair if not for the Hazama, since in a case of conflicting witnesses, we obligate the lower amount. Thus, their testimony remained effective and allowed for Hazama liability. Ravashi answers that Rav's proof was actually from the Seifa, which he presumes refers to three pairs of Edim, like the Reisha. The first pair testified that he destroyed the slave's tooth and then his eye. Then another pair reversed the sequence, reducing the payment, and the first pair is found Zomim. The Braisa says they must pay for the eye to the master, even though their testimony was rendered ineffective by the second pair. Point number two, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree if Edim who are contradicted and later found Zomim are killed. It proves Rabbi Elazar holds they are not killed because he said, Edim shechukhashu benefesh lokin, witnesses who were contradicted regarding their testimony about someone's life, meaning that he incurred the death penalty, receives lashes. If Rabbi Elazar held that if these Edim would later be found zomim, they would be killed, how can they receive malchus when they're contradicted? The prohibition obligating malchus from the pasuk l'sanu bereichecha eid shakir is a lev shenitin l'azar's mises basin, a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty, since they could potentially be killed for this violation if they're found zomim, and malchus are not given for such a lev. Rather, Rabbi Elazar must hold they would not be killed. The Gemara adds that if the Edim were merely contradicted by other witnesses, they would not receive malchus, since we cannot determine who's lying, and the case must be b'vo harug baragla, where the murder victim came on his own feet, disproving their testimony. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, ganav al pishnav, if one stole, according to two witnesses' testimony, utavach makar al pi edachad or al pi atzmo, and he shechted or stole the animal according to one witness's testimony or his own admission, mishalm tashmi kefo ve'in mishalm tashmi arba v'chamisha, he pays kefo but does not pay dal v'hei. The Gemara explains that the apparently superfluous case of one witness is to compare it with the case of admission. Just as with one witness, if another witness would join him, the thief would become liable for dal v'hei, so too regarding admission, if witnesses would later testify to the shechita, or sale, he would be liable for dal v'hei. This disagrees with what Rav Huna said in Rav's name, modeh b'kenas v'achachach ba'u edim pater, one who admits being liable to a fine, and witnesses then come and testify to his liability, he's still exempt. Rav Chista challenged Rav Huna from an incident where Ben Gamliel blinded his slave Tavi and was rejoicing greatly because he wished to free this righteous slave but could not because of the Torah's directive to enslave him forever. Rabbi Yeshua informed him that his admission was ineffective because there were no Edim. This implies that if Edim would appear, he would be liable to the fine to free him. Rav Huna responded that Rabbi Gamliel's admission was not in Beis Din. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav sought to prove that Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, from a case where Edim testified that someone destroyed his slave's tooth and then his eye, owing an eye payment, and a second pair reversed the order, reducing the payment to a tooth's value, and the second pair was found Zomim and must pay for his eye. Ravacha Breda Rav Ika asked Ravashi that this case proves nothing because although the second pair of Edim was contradicted, Sahadusa Kavasaya Kakaima, the testimony followed by Basin would have remained like the second pair if not for the Hazama, since in a case of conflicting witnesses, we obligate the lower amount. Thus, their testimony remained effective and allowed for Hazama liability. Ravashi answers that Rav's proof was actually from the Seifa, which he presumes refers to three pairs of Edim, like the Reisha. The first pair testified that he destroyed the slave's tooth and then his eye. Then another pair reversed the sequence, reducing the payment, and the first pair is found Zomim. The Braisa says they must pay for the eye to the master, even though their testimony was rendered ineffective by the second pair. Point number two, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree if Edim who are contradicted and later found Zomim are killed. It proves that Rabbi Elazar holds they are not killed because he said, Edim shechukhashu benefesh lokin, witnesses who were contradicted regarding their testimony about someone's life, meaning that he incurred the death penalty, receives lashes. If Rabbi Elazar held that if these Edim would later be found zomim, they would be killed, how can they receive malchus when they're contradicted? The prohibition obligating malchus from the pasuk of Sanu Bereichecha Eid Shakir is a lev shenitin lazaris mises basin, a prohibition given to warn about the death penalty, since they could potentially be killed for this violation if they're found zomim, and malchus are not given for such a lev. Rather, Rabbi Elazar must hold they would not be killed. The Gemara adds that if the Eidim were merely contradicted by other witnesses, they would not receive malchus, since we cannot determine who's lying, and the case must be b'vo harug baraglav, where the murder victim came on his own feet, disproving their testimony. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, ganav al pishnav, if one stole, according to two witnesses' testimony, v'tavach ha-machar al pi eidachad or al pi atzmo, and he shechted or stole the animal according to one witness's testimony or his own admission, mishalm tashmi kefo ve'in mishalm tashmi arba v'chamisha, he pays kefo but does not pay dal v'hei. The Gemara explains that the apparently superfluous case of one witness is to compare it with the case of admission. Just as with one witness, if another witness would join him, the thief would become liable for dal v'hei, so too regarding admission, if witnesses would later testify to the shechita, or sale, he would be liable for dal v'hei. This disagrees with what Rav Huna said in Rav's name, moda b'kanas v'achachach ba'u eidim pater, one who admits being liable to a fine, and witnesses then come and testify to his liability, he's still exempt. Rav Chista challenged Rav Huna from an incident where Ben Gamliel blinded his slave Tavi and was rejoicing greatly because he wished to free this righteous slave but could not because of the Torah's directive to enslave him forever. Rabbi Yeshua informed him that his admission was ineffective because there were no Eidim. This implies that if Eidim would appear, he would be liable to the fine to free him. Rav Huna responded that Ben Gamliel's admission was not in Beis Din. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Dalet, and our standard Siman is a witness, an aid, a witness. So here goes. There was a lot of commotion in the pact at Beis Din when a first set of Eidim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set. As the Eidim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get malchus, past a great rabbi who was told that despite his admitting to blinding his beloved Eved Zahai, his Eved does not go free because there are no witnesses. So once again, it's emotion. There was a lot of commotion in the pact Beis Din when a first set of Eidim, that must be learned off Ayin Dalet, aid. There was a lot of commotion in the pact Beis Din when a first set of Eidim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, which reminds the Gemara brings up Bryce's case of three sets of witnesses. The first pair testified that a master destroyed the slave's tooth and then his eye. Then another pair reversed the sequence, reducing the payment, and the first pair is found zomim. The Bryce says they must pay for the eye to the master, even though their testimony was rendered ineffective by the second pair. So there was a lot of commotion in the pact of Beis Din when a first set of Eidim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Eidim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get malchus, which reminds us. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree if Eidim who were contradicted and later found zomim are killed. It proves Rabbi Elazar holds they're not killed because he said, Eidim shehukoshu benefesh lokim, witnesses who were contradicted about their testimony about someone's life, meaning that he incurred the death penalty, received lashes. So there was a lot of commotion in the pact Beis Din when a first set of Eidim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Eidim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get malchus, past a great rabbi who was told that despite his admitting to blinding his beloved Eved's eye, his Eved does not go free because there are no witnesses. Which reminds us, Gemara brings an incident where Rabbi Gamliel blinded his slave Tevi and was rejoicing greatly because he wished to free this righteous slave, but could not because of the Torah's directive to enslave them forever. Rabbi Yeshua informed that his admission was ineffective because there were no witnesses. This implies that if witnesses would appear, he would be liable to the fine to free him. Rav Huna responded that Rabbi Gamliel's admission was not in Beis Din. So once again, there was a lot of commotion in the pact Beis Din when a first set of Eidim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Eidim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get malchus, past a great rabbi who was told that despite his admitting to blinding his beloved Eved's eye, his Eved does not go free because there are no witnesses. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Ayin. So the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. When the eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. While the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, from Metaltalin, which reminds us, the scholars of Narada said, Okasvini orkasa al Metaltalin, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. Other halachas of an orkasa are brought. So, while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid for metatalin. And then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal, according to the edus of two witnesses, v'tavach u'marcha al pihim al pishnaim b'cherim, and he shechted it or sold it according to their testimony or the testimony of two other witnesses, he pays dal v'hei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Our Braisa teaches there were three separate pairs of witnesses, each testify that a new occupant used the property for a different year. The testimonies are combined and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagreed because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, bochatzi davar, but not a half matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is ineffective without testimony of the theft? Abai presents an answer. So while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an urkasa, which is not valid for metatalin, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two edim testifying someone stole an animal and two edim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays dal the hay. Abraisa says he's patre, and Rabbi Bar Chama explains this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief affects the sale through a Shabbos violation, detaching a fig, he's exempt from Dal Vehe because of Kimwe B'Darabi Mineh. Daf Ayin Av, so the Simur Daf Ayin Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Av, E-Aw. The donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him Dal Vehe, which reminds us. In a brisa, Rabbi Meir does obligate the thief Dal Vehe for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that the brisa's case is Botoveh Chal Yedei Acher, where he shechs it through another person. The shliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays Dal Vehe. The Gemara says that the thief should not pay Dal Vehe because ain't shliach kodvar vera. Rabbi answers that Dal Vehe is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, the buyer, shechting could also be done through a shliach. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dal v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hagdish, which reminds us, although a mission teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan in a brisa of Rabbi Yochanan Sandu, who said about an intentional shechit on Shabbos, Yocho olamis lo b'lo l'acherim, it may never be eaten, neither by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh Asur Bechila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption of Maisa Shabbos Asur Bechila, so too the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dal v'hei, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maisa Shabbos and Shabbos is Kodesh like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he had at least received 5 half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner, which reminds us. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shal shnei shutafin utvachu, if one stole an ox of two partners and shechted it, behode le'echo mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of dal vehei to that partner, does he pay dal vehei of the other partner's share if witnesses later testify to his guilt? Do we say, Chamisha Bakar Amar Rachmana? The Torah said he must pay 5 cattle, and this implies Chamisha Chatzai Bakar, but not 5 half cattle. Or do we say that 5 half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay 5 half cattle, but later retracted and said that one does pay 5 half cattle to that partner. Daf Ayin Beis, so the Simur Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake. Thick birthday cake? That must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis, of. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether ein la shechita el basof or metchila v'adsof regarding doing shechita of chulin in the azara. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Edim Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal, or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal according to the testimony of two Edim, But Tabuk Machra Alpian, and he shechted or sold it according to their testimony. Menimsu Zomim, and they were found to be Zomim, meaning other witnesses testified that they were elsewhere at that time. Mishalmin HaKol, they pay everything, the entire Dal Behei. If the Shechita or sale was established by different Edim and all were found Zomim, the first pair pays Kepha and the second pair pays the remaining threefold for an ox. If only the latter pair was found Zomim, the remaining testimony stating that he only stole it, the thief pays Kepha and the Zomim pay the remaining threefold. So, the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shecht the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Edim Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the Shechita. As the kid who was already out as an Eid Zomim was told, Lemafreya, who nipsal, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute when an Eid found to be an Eid Zomim is disqualified for subsequent testimonies. Abai says, Lemafreya, who nipsal, he's disqualified retroactively from the moment of testimony, and any testimonies afterwards are disqualified, because from the moment he testified, he became a Rasha, and the Torah disqualifies a Rasha's testimony. Rava says, he's only disqualified from now onward, Eid Zomim Chidushu, because the discrediting of an Eid Zomim is a novelty, Dahad Trei B'Treininu, because the contradicting testimony is really two against two. Therefore, what reason do you see to heed the second Eidim discrediting the first? Heed the first Eidim who testified they were there. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The giant ostrich egg timer, giant ostrich egg? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel egg. The giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Eidim were found to be Zomim, that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchus about two testimonies given within toch kedei dibur, and the second Eid says huzam. So the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Eidim were found to be Zomim, that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, had two settings, Shalmalecha Rebbe Umori, and the shorter, Shalmalecha, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that there are two time frames for Tokedei Dibur. Number one, Kedei She'el is Talmud Rav, enough time for a student to greet a teacher, which is Shalmalecha Rebbe Umori. Rabbi Yossi does not hold this time frame joins two statements into one. And number two, Kedei She'el is HaRav Talmud, enough time for a teacher to greet a student, which is merely Shalmalecha. Rabbi Yossi considers this time frame one Dibur. So, the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Eidim were found to be Zomim, that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of their first testifying that he stole it, had two settings, Shalmalecha Rebbe Umori, and the shorter, Shalmalecha, and had a warning to all Eidim inscribed on it that said, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, which reminds us, Rava said that if Eidim testified that someone incurred the death penalty and he was found guilty, then they were contradicted by other Eidim, rendering their Eidus ineffective, and later they were found Zomim, they're killed. Although their Eidus was contradicted before they were found Zomim, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, Elish Enigma, but the process was not completed. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that a thief will b'chayv dal the hay when he has a shliach shech the animal on Shabbos? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn Rabbi Elazar holds? Stam ganeva yeish balimu. The presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn about two time frames for toch kedei dibur? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number four, which step of a case where a first set of Eidim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being Zomim by a third set? That's on Daf Ayin Daled. Good. Number five, which step of the one held that Tznuin would ensure the one taking their produce would not transgress Kerem Revai? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number six, which of the one that Rebbe Gamliel's admission that he blinded his slave Tavi's eye was ineffective in setting him free because there were no witnesses? That's on Daf Ayin Dod. Good. Number seven, which stuff of a machuz about two testimonies given toch kedei dibur, and the second one is huzam. That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff of a question if a thief only admitted that he stole and shechted an animal to one partner, would the other partner receive five half bakar? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number nine, which stuff of the Rav Yochanan Asander holds the Maisa Shabbos is forbidden to everyone forever? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you and Rabbi Elazar holds witnesses to a death penalty who are contradicted receive malchus? That's on Daf Ayin Daled. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zivcha wishing you a great day and great learning.